Let's go to Jaeger in Peerage, Arkansas, on the wild card line. Hey, Jaeger, welcome. Go ahead.
Well, what I've got for you is, since I've last talked to you several months ago, I've been doing some archaeological exploration outside of Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And we found in a cave several large skeletons. And when I say large, I'm talking humongous.
Of what?
Complete skeleton.
Animal? Human?
Well, that's the interesting part, because they look human. But the genetic test that a friend of mine who still wants to remain nameless because of the flap, which I'll get to in a second, at the U of A said they have some genetic trait that looks human, but they're not. He's never seen that really before. And the other ones that we found were about 7 feet tall. This is tape measure on the complete skeleton.
Right.
But the skulls were vulpine and lupine in the way they looked. And for those that don't know, that would be canine and fox.
Upright or on fours?
Upright.
All right.
Upright. Two legs. The hands, though, had 3 fingers and a thumb, which we couldn't figure out. And the genetic background on those, they fit no genetic profile of anything on Earth.
Now, the other ones, how big were they? Were they bigger than the 7-footers?
The average size for the humanoid was about 14 feet.
14 feet.
The biggest one we found was 20 foot, and the smallest was about 7. And we were going to go public with this until I got a visit from one of my former commanding officers, and they took everything from us.
They took everything?
They took everything. They went to the caves. They got everything out.
What about photographs?
They took my camera. They took my dang hard drive that I had and the computer that had the pictures. They took everything.
Did they give you a reason?
They said, this is information that we do not want being publicized in this state, in this time. There's things that just you'll cause problems for us. We don't want you talking about it. And the biggest one, it was not so much the giant humanoids that they were so upset about, was these anthro-like things that we found.
They were more concerned about those.
Yes, they were. And what's amazing is what got us to the point where we found these was a story from an old Native American gentleman that lives up there, Ozark tribe. And this is in the Boston Mountains. This is the highest part of the Ozarks. And they talk about a group they called the Watchers. And he said, these bones that you have found, they are bones of the Watchers. And the thing, though, that really freaked me out was the fact they're not fossilized. And according to day of death, about 300 years ago was day of death.
Now, how were they scattered around?
They looked like they were laid in there as a funeral. They were not scattered.
Okay. All of them?
All of them.
Okay, so it's not like they died there. They were brought there.
They were brought there, and they were laid to rest, and us poking in caves looking for Confederate gold found them.
These Watchers, extraterrestrial? What do you think? What's your theory?
I'm drawn to the thought, you've heard the stories of the Anunnaki and Nephilim.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking something along that lines. I'm thinking it is something that was bred with humans and was left here to watch us and to guide us. But the stories I got about, there are other stories from Osage Indians about the anthro-looking creatures. And they called them dogs of war, literally. That was the literal translation. They were warriors, and they were mean. But they were also big, but they spoke our languages or languages of the people there.
So they were intelligent.
Highly intelligent. And there were stories of them breeding, having offspring with humans.
That's bizarre. What do you think the relationship was with those creatures and the 14-foot humanoids?
I'm thinking that maybe they lived together, worked together. I don't know. They might have been studying each other.
Maybe they worked for the humanoids? You know, maybe they were the workers?
Maybe the other way around.
Maybe the other way around, too.
The brain capacity on our anthros was humongous. It was twice the size of our other skulls.
Wow.
I'm still, you know, I'm a little shaky.
Would you ever go back there, or has it been cordoned off? What's the situation?
It's been cordoned off, but we snuck back in there several other times because, George, I'm going to be honest, I fight KKK up here. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of being shot at. I'm not afraid of being arrested. And we've gone back, and I plan to go back, and I plan to keep digging because that cave goes a lot deeper. That was just the first chamber that we went into, the big chamber, and that was probably 105 feet down.
I've got to assume that if everything was confiscated, they've gone all the way through this cave.
Maybe. But there are so many caves, George, in that area around Eureka Springs that are interconnected. It's impossible to get everything.
God, I wish you would have had some pictures for us.
That's what I'm going to try to get next.
All right. Let me tell you, that's a great story. You get some pictures for me. If you go back to that cave, be safe. That is absolutely incredible.